This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Zappos, the online shoe company, is a growing enterprise. And when companies grow, they need more people, which means Zappos spends a lot of time hiring. But if you swing by its jobs page today, you will notice a distinct lack of job postings. The company now says if you want to work there, you're going to have to join its social network. And once you're friends, they will consider you for openings. And it turns out a lot of other companies, a lot of them in high tech, aren't satisfied with the traditional process of job postings, resumes, and interviews either. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports now on how hiring is changing.
A lot of the creative hiring we hear about is in tech companies. Stanford management professor Bob Sutton says one reason is programmers are really hard to find.
It's very competitive. So the reason you would do something that's a little bit weird would be to attract people to your company and to have you stand out.
Tech companies also like to use puzzles and brain teasers in recruiting and interviewing. That gives them a look into what the applicant can do, but also speaks to another challenge, says Northwestern University management professor Nicholas Pierce.
One of the biggest issues that companies are facing currently is not just attracting talent that is competent, but attracting talent that fits the culture of their organization.
And this isn't just touchy-feely stuff. Losing somebody because they don't fit in hurts profits.
Oh, the cost of a bad hire is huge.
Steve Miranda is managing director of Cornell's Center for Advanced Human Resource Studies.
Typically, that runs anywhere from 50 to 200% of what the person's actual salary is.
Managers don't want to throw that kind of money away. And it's not just tech firms trying new things. Sutton says companies of all kinds are using better data in hiring. It's telling them to throw away the old playbooks that worship resumes and interviews.
They're starting to use employee selection methods that are actually based on research rather than the mythology that's been around forever.
That's not to say resumes and interviews are dead, but if that's all you do, some great jobs will be off limits. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.